book, the Song of Invitation will be number 321, if you want to take a book and turn there. If not, it'll be on the screen. It's good for us to be together again. We have a good number out on Wednesday night. Appreciate the effort everyone has made to come together to study from the Scriptures. I want you to look at Psalm 119, beginning in about verse 57. That's where we'll be looking in just a moment. When I say the word obedience, what do you think about? Most likely, spiritually minded people think about one who is faithful to God, doing what God says. Let me suggest to you that obedience is a relationship. It's a relationship in this manner, that one is to be submissive to another. To be submissive to another. Not only is it a relationship in that way of being submissive, but is it a relationship in to the fact that one has authority over another. So obedience involves those things, a relationship of submissiveness and also as and submitting and also the authority that someone else has. As a parent, and you ask your children or your child to do something, or most likely you tell your child to do something, and the child looks at you and says, "I'm going to think about that." Or they may could respond and say, "Well, I'll get around to that when I feel like it." Now, how are you going to respond to that? When we raise our children and attempt to raise them in a proper manner, you're going to have a discussion with that child about authority and submissiveness. Don't you think? I'm sure you would. That's what you would want to do. Look at Psalm 119, verse 57. "You are my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep your words. I entreated your favor with my whole heart. Be merciful to me according to your word. I thought about my ways and turned my feet to your testimonies. I made haste and did not delay to keep your commandments." Now that verse 60 is what I want to focus on this evening. "I made haste and did not delay to keep your commandments." In the 15th century, a man named Thomas Kempis, he says that delayed obedience is disobedience. And if you think about that, I think it has merit. I know it's words of man, but I think it even has biblical merit. That delayed obedience is actually disobedience. When that child says, "I'm going to think about that," what is that? The parent says, "That's disobedience." Or the child says, "I'll do that when I feel like it." And the parent thinks, "That's disobedience." Do you see that? So when someone is to be submissive, as we all should be submissive unto God, we should be like the psalmist. In that we say, "I made haste and did not delay to keep your commandments." Let's use some examples from the New Testament, particularly perhaps the book of Acts. First of all, we talk about Felix, the governor Felix. In Acts 24, and the Apostle Paul is speaking before Felix. Paul reasons with him about manners, things of the spiritual nature. And Felix responds in disobedience. In that he says, "Go your way for now. When I have a convenient time, I'll call upon you." In other words, He's putting him off. He is delaying. Someone says, I did not delay. I made haste to keep your commandments. We have no record where Felix ever called on Paul. He says, I'll call on you if I need you. We have no record. He delayed, never called. Acts chapter 2. When Peter is preaching, and there's a great crowd of people that has gathered there, particularly verse 41. Those who gladly received the word were baptized. And that day about 3,000 souls were added. They did not delay. They did not put it off. They hastened to do the will of God. Acts chapter 8. Philip was sent to preach to a man traveling down the road in a chariot. The eunuch that we call him. The scripture calls him a eunuch. And after Philip is attached to his chariot and preached unto him, Jesus comes to a part where there is water, and he says, here's the water. Why can't I, or what hinders me from being baptized? And Philip said, if you believe, you mayest. And they stopped the chariot, went down into the water, and he was baptized. He did not delay, and he made haste to obey the Lord. Acts chapter 16, the Philippian jailer. Paul and Silas is in prison. About midnight, they're singing songs and hymns and praising God. Great earthquake comes and it shakes the very foundations of the prison, and the prison keeper, the jailer, springs forth and he's afraid everybody's escaped, and if everybody escapes then he's going to be killed. And Paul stops him and says, do yourself no harm, we're all here. And he falls at the apostle's feet and says, what do I need to do to be saved? And that very night, in the same night, he washed their stripes, the stripes of those ones who had been beaten, Paul and Silas. And he was baptized, he and all of his household. He did not delay. Wasn't very convenient for the eunuch to be obedient to God, riding in the chariot. He'd been on a trip, he'd been to Jerusalem, he was going back home, and someone might say, well, when I get back home, I'll think about that. The jailer did not think, did not delay. He made haste to obey the gospel. And then the Apostle Paul himself, Acts 22, and about verse 16, when he had went into the city, and Ananias came to him and told him what he needed to do, and laid hands upon him that the scales fell from his eyes. He was blinded, and then he could see. And he said, why are you waiting, Paul? Arise and be baptized, washing away your sins, calling on the Lord, name of the Lord. Don't wait. And he did. And he obeyed the Lord. The psalmist says, I made haste and did not delay to keep your commandments. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2 says, behold, now the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Why delay? Make haste and do not delay to obey the Lord. If you have not been obedient, all things are ready for you to do so. We'll be glad to assist you. Tonight is a perfect time. Let's stand and sing for your encouragement.